Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Matt, it's Tuesday. I'm confused. Matt, you've been away. I'm confused. Matt, I've been worried about you. Hey, there's no need to worry. There's no need to be confused. Psalm 71:1. Okay? Matt, you grew a mustache. I did. Matt, you're not wearing dress clothes. I know. Matt, what's going on with the Matthew Irvin show? Let me tell you. And dance. There you go. That's a better camera angle. Woo! God bless you. God bless America. I'm so thankful to be here. I'm so thankful to be alive. I was given my life by God. I didn't choose to be alive. I've been given this audience. I've been given you that is listening. I've been given you that are watching. I love you so much. Thank you so much for joining us live. This is the Matthew Irvin Show. We're bold, we're brave, and we're brash. We're in a continual state of betterment, and we're a positive force for good. And if you don't like it, you can turn it off. But if you do love it, please like this video. Please share this video. And please get notified when the Matthew Irvin Show goes live. Why? Because I'm a positive force for good in a continual state of betterment. And you want to be part of the solution and not part of the problem. Today, we're going to be talking about not being confused. You never want to be confused. Where does confusion come from? It doesn't come from God. We're also going to talk about panache. How much panache do you have? We're also going to talk about National Coffee Ice Cream Day. How delicious is coffee ice cream? Raise your hand out there in the internet world if you love coffee ice cream. I do. I do. We're also going to talk about the Devil's Punch Bowl. What? That's weird. Now that's going to be some news. We're also going to drink some tea, and we're also going to talk about life and love and friendship. You ready? Let's go. Matthew Irvin Show, baby. Matthew Irvin Show. All right. Confusion. Do you have it? You shouldn't. Confusion. Do you want it? No, you don't. Because it's unsettling. It's uneasing. You can't stand upon it. It's like sinking sand. It's a blend of worry. It's a blend of anguish. It's a blend of mental torture that you can cause yourself. Confusion. Confusion. It's when you know some things, but you don't know all things, and you're trying to interpret what you do know versus what has happened to you in the past, and a lot of it is relying on your own understanding, which kind of then therefore causes confusion because, you know, you're an imperfect individual who doesn't think all the way clearly all the time. Why? You're human, and, you know, it is to be human is to be a hypocrite. To be human is to be weak. To be human is to be full of fallacies. I've been using that word a lot lately. Fallacies. But we're going to read some Bible. It's always a good idea to read the Bible. And it's always a good idea to share your experiences with life and in life and of life. And I'm thankful to do so right now. Let's read the Bible. Psalm 71:1. In thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. Let me never be put to confusion. Confusion doesn't come from God. It comes from the darkness. If you're ever confused about something, I'm confused about what's going on in my own life. I don't know what I need to be doing. I don't know the will of God. I don't know what decision I should make. I'm confused. I'm confused about politics. I don't understand what Biden's doing. I don't understand if Trump's going to run or not. I'm confused. I'm not at ease. My local government, why'd you put the red light over there? That's not an appropriate spot to put a red light. That's definitely a stoplight spot, okay? I feel like it's a little overbearing. You get into my life, okay? You just feel like you're confused about that. You're confused why your children are acting the way they are. You're confused about why the Matthew Irvin Show was off for so long. You know, you're confused about why life is the way that it is and it's not going your way. You're confused. Those things don't, those thoughts are valid. Those thoughts are real. Those thoughts are extremely human. Of course they are, but they're not from God. They're not from God. Let's talk about this. So to have confusion is to have lack of a sound mind. This is one of my favorite verses, and it probably is one of my life verses. 2 Timothy 1:7. For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. It's hard to find power when you're confused. It's hard to find love because you might be confused about a friend's behavior. You might be confused about a lover's behavior. You might be confused about a parent's behavior, about a coworker's behavior. There's different types of love. There's different types of love that you have towards your brother, your coworker, your boss, your pastor, your friend, your neighbor. There's different levels and different types of love that you have. So, but even when you're confused about any of those type of people, any of those type of situations, there's a lack of love, a lack of love comes from the darkness. More abundant love comes from God. A sound mind comes from God. A powerful, loving, sound mind comes from God. And a confused mind, that's the exact opposite of it. So that's interesting. So what's the exact opposite of God? The darkness. We don't want that. We want clarity of thought. We want strength. We want power. We want love to come through our lives, through our mind. We want it to be overwhelmed with respect for our fellow man, respect for our fellow individual, or respect for our fellow person who, when we're looking inward, we're thinking to ourselves, I want to be better. I want to do better. I want to be in a continuous state of betterment and a positive force for good. And being confused is just the complete opposite of that. And you can't stand on that. Let's read some more Bible. Let's see here. 1 Peter 5:6-8. I love this. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, is a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. He's after you. He's your enemy. He doesn't want you to benefit from the life that you're living. God Almighty, Jesus Christ, wants you to benefit from the life that you're living. And so the darkness wants you to be confused. He wants to devour you. He wants you to be kind of alone and afraid in the reeds and being able to be easy prey. That's exactly what that means. Don't be a victim. Be sober. Be aware. Be vigilant. Be diligent. Be diligent. It says vigilant right there. Because your adversary, the devil, is trying to seek you. He's trying to get you. We don't want that. We don't need that. No, we don't. We don't want a confused mind so the devil can get us. No. We want a mind full of love, a mind full of kindness, a mind full of power, a mind full of clarity, knowing where you are. Humble yourself before the mighty God. You did not choose to be alive, so therefore understand that you have a purpose in this life and you're moving forward in a certain direction. There's a plan for your existence, even the bad days, even the good days, even the medium days and the boring days. All of it's for a plan. So get used to it. Get excited about it. Be thankful. Okay? Stop being confused. Now, Matt, are you confused at times? Of course. I was confused this morning. I'm still a little bit confused right now, but I'm going to deal with it. Why? I'm going to give that to God. And I also understand that the ultimate healing comes from him, and that I know that the individuals that I'm confused about, it's all it is just perceiving a certain scenario the incorrect way. It's just me relying on my own understanding. It's me not filling my heart and mind with love. It's because there's a little bit of jealousy. There's a little bit of covetousness, a little bit of resentment, a little bit of bitterness. It's a nice fun salad of humanity. Let's just say that. But all that said is the big scoop of dressing on top of that dark salad is confusion. And no one needs that. And no one wants that. Okay. So we want to get rid of that. And so how do you get rid of that? You get rid of it with more God. You get rid of it with more love. You get rid of it with more kindness. More honesty. That's another reason you do the Matthew Urban Show, because you feel a lot better after you talk to your friends and your loved ones and your audience, the ones that, you know, watch the Matthew Urban Show, right? You know what I'm saying? Anyways, I mean, I just love life and I'm living it and I'm loving it and I'm thankful that you're here. I'm thankful that the God's with us now. If you need anything, if you need any prayer requests, comment down below. If you need anything from me, help me know you more. Comment down below. We'll get to know each other and we'll probably have coffee. I love coffee. I like to go fast. And where's that tea? We're about to do a commercial. Wink. Anyways, no, but I'm serious. So I just love life, and I'm thankful to do the show again, and I'm thankful to be here again. And so thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for watching. That was the, I guess, I don't even know what to call that segment yet anymore, but we're still recording. So that is the Bible segment of the Matthew Rayburn Show. God bless. Our special tea.shop. You got to love tea. Why? Because you got to hydrate, okay? And, flavored water, you know, tea with the nutrients from the tea leaves inside the water makes tea. It's delicious. It's good for you. Our special tea.shop can service all of your loose leaf tea needs. Matt, what are you drinking right now? I'm drinking Earl Grey Green. Oh, that's good. Big swallow. No, don't, Matt, you're not supposed to burp in the microphone. I know it's being recorded. Green tea with a hint of, bergamot. That's where the Earl Grey comes from. It's rotting lemon rinds, but it's not like rotting. It's like fermenting. Anyways, didn't mean to get all Biden on you. Apologize. Perfect citrus flavor to pair with this green, light, and refreshing tea. I love green tea. Tons of oxidants. I love green tea. A lot of caffeine. Not as much as black tea, but enough to where you need it after work. Wink. Our special tea.shop. Let's see here. All your loose leaf tea needs can be met at our special tea.shop. Black tea, green tea, herbal tea, oolong tea, delicious tea, fantastic tea, phenomenal customer service, phenomenal timing on the orders there. Quite impressed. Love the owners. Beautiful people. Assets to my reality. Matthew Rayburn Show. Our special tea.shop. word of the day. You got to use your words, otherwise you're going to lose your words. And today's word of the day is panache. Yeah, it's actually panache. P-A-N-A-C-H-E, French. But it's spelled, sounds different in French. I don't speak French. I speak English. Matthew Urban Show, word of the day, panache. Today, when we say that someone has panache, we are saying that they have energy, spirit, and style. Wink, Matthew Urban Show. Originally, the word... Who's conceited? It's my show! The whole thing is called the Matthew Urban Show, for crying out loud. You're watching and listening on purpose. Originally, the word referred to an ornamental tuft or plume of feathers, and especially affixed to a helmet. Ooh! So, a large... Ooh, okay, so it's a... So, how large was the panache on Napoleon's helmet? Quite large. Was it half the size if he was? Short jokes! Let's use it in a sentence instead of a bad joke. Ever the showman, he not only caught the ball, he made a diving catch and caught it with panache. Do you like the Matthew Urban Show? Comment down below. I try to fill my show with panache. I try to fill my show with ornamental style, with energy and spirit. Panache. It's fun to say too, panache. It's almost like a bad name for a bar or a bad name for a cologne. I smell panache. We're going to go to panache tonight. Yeah, I'm going to get the panache burger. P-A-N-A-C-H-E. Panache is the word of the day. Kingdom Landscape. Kingdom Landscape can service all of your kingdom landscape needs. Oh my goodness gracious, I'm having too much fun already. No, really, Austin Moxley is an asset to my reality. And he's a beautiful individual. And he's sidekicking with... Human, yeah, Human's his sidekick now, and they're a team that can be unbeat. The landscaping needs, the hardscaping needs that you need can be met by him. Call Austin Moxley at 317-296-3974, 317-296-3974 for all your landscaping and hardscaping needs. Yes, free estimates. Yes, best customer service. Yes, two individuals that are going to kick butt in the world of landscaping. You want them on your side. You want them behind your home. You want them in front of your home or on the sides of your home, making them beautiful. Once again, call Austin Moxley. Kingdom Landscape, 317-296-3974. Weird news. I love weird things and I love news. And together it creates the weird news segment of the Matthew Urban Show. Headline, bizarre cube-shaped cloud filmed in Britain. Let's read. A bewildering video out of Britain shows what appears to be a peculiarly cube-shaped cloud hovering in the sky. It is a cloud that's in the sky and it's hovering and it's weird. Weird news. The puzzling piece of footage was captured earlier this week by Megan Combs during a visit to a national trust site in Surrey with the appropriately spooky name Devil's Punch Bowl. It was eerie like that. Sharing the video on Facebook, she mused that there is some, quote, there is something mega suspicious, end quote, about the box-like cloud. It is square. It is right angles. It is cloud. It is weird. Look it up. I'm going to share it in the video. I'm going to share it in the post. That's what I'm going to do. Devil's Punch Bowl sharing the video on Facebook. She mused that there is something mega suspicious about this box-like cloud in the sky and seemed to have one of its sides illuminated by the sun. In response to a friend who said that they wouldn't have believed the scene was real if it weren't for Combs sharing the footage, she jokingly replied, quote, I'm not even sure I believe it. I saw it in person, end quote. Many observers have suggested either jokingly or in a serious manner that the aerial oddity were to be an alien of nature. Meanwhile, skeptical individuals have suggested that patterns, the cube-like appearance of the cloud, is merely a trick of light and shadow. What do you think Combs filmed over the Devil's Punch Bowl in England? Share your thoughts. Comment down below. I'm going to put this post down below. It's weird. It's strange. It's news. It's the Matthew Rayburn Show. It's a cube. I do believe in aliens. I do believe in weird things. I do believe in things that we can't explain that have been here on this earth. Maybe, I don't know. Maybe the whole time we've been here. I don't know. It's weird. It's super weird. It's news. Matthew Rayburn Show. Weird news. Guys, I got to go. Why? Well, the music died. and the show's over, and I love you, and I did my segments, and I did my prayers, and I did my non-worrying, and I did my no confusion. You don't want to be confused. Don't be confused. It's not from God. It's from the darkness. Now, there can be different levels of confusion. I got it. There can be different levels of anxiety and fear added to your confusion. Got it. None of it comes from God. None of it comes from the light. None of it comes from Jesus. Get right. Get real. Get less confused. I'm dead serious. I love you. I love life. I love coffee-flavored ice cream. I love, you know what I didn't do? I didn't do that segment. But it's too late now. You know what? Sometimes you got to skip over. It's live, real, and raw, baby. Live, real, and raw. You never, ever know. It is National Read a Book Day. Go out there and read a book. Read the Bible, for crying out loud. That's the best book you can read. Or a comic book. I got a comic book over there I meant to grab, but you know what? I didn't. Go drink some green tea. Go to ourspecialtea.shop to get all your loose leaf tea needs met, okay? It's phenomenal tea. It's delicious tea. Oh, man. Do you need some landscaping done? Austin Moxley and Human Kim can help you out. 317-296-3974. Matt, why is the music playing? I don't know what happened to the music. It just died. So I'm not going to worry about it. I'm just going to worry about that devil's punch bowl over there in England. Look at this video. It's creepy. Goodness, it's a cube flying in the sky, and it's very, very large. It's very cube-like as well. Very not normal. I don't care what kind of pressurized situation is, high, low, pressure, meteorological, blah, blah, blah. I believe in God. No, science is actually just how God works and how God is working currently. Anyways, Matthew Urban Show, I love you, I love life. You know we need God. You know we need him. God bless you. You know, really, Matthew Urban Show. Like the show. 5 stars. Please. Love you.